The Devil's Garden by Ralph Peters. To the Foreign Area Officers of the United States Army, Regiments of One. But inordinate ambitions are the soul of every patriotism, and the possibility of violent death the soul of all romance. William James, The Moral Equivalent of War. Chapter 1. Her dark hair hung heavy with filth. Sores ripened over her skin, red welts on larval white. After mastering the shock of the daylight, her eyes stared as if sightless, although sudden movements made her pupils track. She was young, not 20, with good bones sharpened by her decay. Layers of clothing clung to her as she squatted, and her smell spread more harshly than that of any animal. As Kelly watched, the mad woman jerked once, then clawed at the life in her scalp. Exposure to fresh air meant nothing to her. A cone of sunlight thrust down and made another cell for her in the middle of the grove, suspending her in the summer's deep, hot beauty. The other women, those whom the war had touched only on the outside, retreated back into the shade, their children driven out of sight. Kelly stood between the keepers and the kept. The young woman cawed once, a motor reflex and not an attempt at communication. "How long," Kelly asked through her interpreter, "has she been like this?" The clean-shaven young man, a thoroughly citified being, spoke nervously to the refugee women. They flocked together in the half-cool under the trees, their thick bodies and burned faces shrouded in worn floral cloth and headscarves. The women would not look directly at the interpreter or at Kelly, but they chewed the air with speech.